Well, hello, Dr. Joseph Blake. Nice to see you here today and celebrate this beautiful book launch. Do you have your book right there with you?
I sure do. Here it is.
Joseph, Building Financial Legacy. So exciting and such an honor to be working with you once again on your second book in your series. I'm Becky Norwood with Spotlight Publishing House, and I have the joy of being able to work with authors all over the world to bring their books and their wisdom, their knowledge, their expertise, and their loving hearts to the world, and to share incredible information. So, with that, we want to introduce you to Dr. Joseph Blake. He's a best-selling author of Joseph Building Financial Literacy and Joseph Building Financial Legacy, and a three-time best-selling contributing international author of the Art of Connection book series. Currently, he is an investment advisor representative with over 30 years of experience, a retired as a federal financial specialist, and a three-time medal awardee of the U.S. Air Force. And thank you for your service.
Well,
He hosts the On Point podcast on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Arizona time. He features aspiring entrepreneurs, innovators, local authors, and small business owners, activists, and influencers in the Goodyear, Arizona area.
yep.
Professionals with insight information to help you get your point across and on the right path towards a vibrant business. Some of the program topics include building financial literacy, strategic marketing, and organizational leadership. With that, we give you Dr. Joseph Blake, who happens to have a small cold this today. So if he's sneezing, we'll just kind of say, okay, we got it. Joseph, welcome to this
Oh,
podcast.
thank you, Becky. It's wonderful to have you publish my second book. We're on this journey together, and what God has given me in these books is an opportunity to share what I've learned as an investment advisor over 30 years, but also as a firefighter. So, like, I started as a fireman, and that firefighting thing transferred over to finance. And I know some people may not think it relates, but man, it does.
It truly does because of the life lessons you learn along the way. Yeah. So let's talk about this book and what it is that readers will pick up from your book. Your first one was on literacy. This one is on legacy. What do you mean by legacy?
Legacy is what you leave behind, but not necessarily you had to be gone, but you're creating something that you want others, like you can have your immediate family and those that you influence, be able to take with them as they go. Now, there are a lot of organizations and individuals that give finance and money out there, but you, as the individual, you sitting there now watching, what are you creating? What are you developing as a legacy for your family? So, in this book, it goes from literacy, which is knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, with knowledge, and then what legacy gives us is the wisdom, which is the correct application of the knowledge. So in legacy, is you're correctly applying everything and how it's going to make a difference for your future.
So very throughout the book, there's a quote from the book on page 23. It says, "Wisdom involves perceiving and comprehending the fundamental truths and underlying principles of the world and human nature. It goes beyond surface level knowledge and seeks deeper insights into the complexities of life." I was always impressed. I've been impressed with those few words there about the world itself and human nature, and how we build something that will last way beyond the time that we live in our world. So you talk about some of the signature topics in your book are about generational wealth transfer. Could you explain what that is?
Generational wealth, and it's not just money, because sometimes people just think of being this, cash, the money like that. But it's not just that. It's the knowledge that you have, you obtain, to get wealth. And wealth is, it can be cars. It actually is a little bit of everything. It's cars, homes, and all those things. But it's the mindset to be able to do so. A part of like the financial crisis, a lot of folks are still kind of tumbling by with the financial crisis. What caused the financial crisis was human action, inaction, of the individual and a societal irresponsibility to account for human weakness. So it didn't say anything about the right stock, the right bond, the right interest rate. It was talking about human beings and how they're perceiving things. So with legacy, we're looking at that. Okay, it's the knowledge, the wisdom that is that idea that we get and we give to our loved ones, and how we make sure that is something that endures for generations. So knowledge is a lifetime, and legacy is for generations.
Absolutely. And actually, the responsibility to train our those that we're our family members are those that are coming behind us is part of leaving that legacy too. Because if you just do it and
Yes.
don't talk about it and don't share and don't teach, it's pretty pointless because they don't know what to do with the wealth that they've been given and that's
They
been
don't.
bestowed upon them.
That you're right. They need to know. Your kids need to know. If it's not a child, you're leaving it to. Sometimes it can be an aunt or an uncle that's leaving it to a niece or nephew. They need to understand what they're receiving, so they can do what's right for the family, and that wealth is not gone in like one generation. And so sometimes you have that where someone there's a matriarch that did something real good. And they created that wealth for the family, but one bad apple, one leaven, one piece of leaven, and the whole lump. So, but you got to teach that individual how to recreate everything that's being recreated with wealth, and that recreation, they teach that process of recreation for the next generation. That's what can
Absolutely.
go from one generation into the next and the next.
So the another topic you have discussed in your book is digital assets, and how does that relate to leaving a legacy?
Well, we live in now. We're moving towards a digital economy, and I talked about this years ago. We're moving towards a cashless society where cash is still there, but cash now has become PayPal. It's become a Stripe, digital
Cash
ways of taking
apps
cash.
and
Yeah,
things like
Cash
that.
App,
Yeah.
things like that. And before it was those things, it was plastic cards. So, and then before then, it was so money changed forms over time.
And most of
It
us don't
changed.
carry cash very often, do
No, we
we?
don't. So
Yeah.
now, digitally, you have to understand that that's where it's at now. And computers are not going away, they're here. Going forward, understanding that that's something you have to grab the knowledge of, grab the understanding on, not run away from it. But run to it so you can understand. And
Absolutely.
again, share that knowledge.
Very cool. In your book, you also speak about educational trusts and scholarships. Could you share more deeply about that?
Well, for some of us, not everyone, some of us, having something set aside to start college has been rough.
For many of us.
There. Yeah. So, like I started school, I had to do it on my own dime. But if you have those things already set aside, and again, it's knowing that that's coming. You know that child's going to go to school for college when the day they were born. Have something set up. So you have 18 years for that to come about. And then there's different plans out there you can set up where not only you can give in, but the grandparents can give in to it. And they set up that trust for that child. So when that child turns 18,
There.
he has those funds to go to school. But if you're not aware of it, no one talks to you about it, it's not there. They don't have it. And so my attempt to that is to let people know that, hey, you can do it. You just got to, put your foot into it and make it happen. So those trusts. And different things like the 520, well, I'm getting kind of technical here, but the 529 plan gives you an opportunity to set things aside for the future for the children.
It gives them such a beautiful head start, really, really and truly a much better head start. You also talk about estate planning, especially the rise of DIY estate planning. And is that wise, or is there something that you would recommend otherwise?
Well, I'm not saying I'm an estate planner, but I know the do-it-yourself type things don't really pan out. But you do have to understand that if you don't save anything today, you're not going to be saved tomorrow. So you need to start making sure that you have things put in place. So you make sure that your future is going to be secured. And there's nothing wrong with being old and nothing wrong with being broke. But if you're
No,
old and broke, that's a
that's
tragedy.
horrible. That is a tragedy.
Yeah. So you plan for those things. So when it comes to you to go, you have an estate to you can give to others. You don't want to give them debt. You don't want to get them fined. You don't want to give your family debt. You don't want to leave them with something. They got to dig them. They're already in a hole, so to speak, but you don't want to give them a pit they had to dig out of.
And here we are. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you put your family in a pit and then they got to dig out of that pit. No, do you do your planning, estate planning, knowing that what's going to happen in the end? What are you going to go with it? It's important.
And then you talk about sustainable and ethical investing for future generations. What are were your recommendations in that regard?
In that regard, it's like that's part of the building financial legacy model. And the top part says stewardship. Stewardship, that's from a biblical standpoint. Mainly, the money that we get is really not ours. It's the money that God gave us. So it's the way we think about it. So if He's given us this, God is looking back at us saying, what are you doing with what I gave you?
Right.
What have you done with what you've earned based on the skills, talents, and gifts that I've given you? And then so if he gave you those things, the other output of that is in Matthew's 25, it talks about the 10 talents. This guy was getting five, no, he did one, three, five, and then 10 talents. And what happened to the one guy that had one talent? At the end of that cycle, he was told to take the guy with one talent. Didn't double his money. The other two did, but the third guy didn't double his. And he said, "Okay, take what that guy has and give it to the guy that had the most." So it's like the poor is given to the wealthy, but isn't that the point? Was that that individual that poor wasn't doing what he should have done with the funds he received? And if you don't take advantage of information and knowledge and what you have, you'll miss out. And what you're trying to hold on to, be gone anyway. But you got to take that step forward and understand that what God give you have to make sure He's watching what you do with it. And if you don't do what's right, so to speak, what you have will go to someone else.
Absolutely. And that is so true, because we have to be wise stewards of what we bring into our lives. Well, we're really thrilled for this day for you, this second book in your series. What's the third book going to be about?
Well, it's literacy, legacy, and legend.
Legend. Ah, cool.
And literacy is a gold edition. The second one is sapphire edition, and then the last one is going to be legend. That's going to be the emerald.
Emerald. I love that.
Emerald.
That's really
Yeah,
good.
so they're all precious metals, and we know that precious metals are something that everyone likes. They like to adorn themselves with different metals and things of that nature. But those type of metals, takes time when they went to.
To
They all
refine.
come from the earth. They all come from the earth, like we all come from the earth. Everything, but it takes time for those metals, for those type of substances to replenish themselves. You know how long it takes gold to replenish yourself on the earth? That's 100. That's like 100 million years.
Just a short time, huh?
I think sapphire is the same thing, maybe 100,000, but still, it takes time for those metals to develop. So, with the gold series, the sapphire, the emerald series, it takes time for this to develop.
Absolutely, it certainly does.
Yeah, so that's what this is about. That's what the three series, and that last one. I'm kind of giving out here, I guess, is you're saying, remember my name, so to speak, because someone can tell you a story. They can tell you a person's name, and you already know their story. If I say the word Michael Jackson, everyone know Michael Jackson is the same. If I say Michael Jordan, they know basketball, right? And you know, if I say let's see, Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, they know his story. So in dealing with a legend, you're dealing with the legend in your family. When they say your name, your family remembers who you are and what you did, how you got there. They remember that story and they're able to repeat it over and over. So that legend in the family helps that generational wealth continue. And that initial need for financial knowledge to even grow in the youngest person that comes in that family. So those three are my trilogy. So, but legend is coming later. You got
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Well,
legacy
let's
now.
celebrate this day. Hope you feel better. But
Yeah.
really, congratulations for bringing this book into the world and for the way you lead, because you do a lot to make a difference for people to understand where they are financially and how to really plan much more wisely. So celebrate this day. And for those that are listening, you can pick up a book on Amazon and also through any of the online bookstores. Take the time to really take a look at this book. It's Joseph Building Financial Legacy. You can put a search in on Amazon for Dr. Joseph Blake Jr. and you will find his book. Actually, you will find both of his books, and it might be good to pick them both up and take the time to read. And congratulations to you, Dr. Joe.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. With that, we'll close. This is Dr. Joseph Blake with his book, Joseph Building Financial Legacy. The first of his series was Building Financial Literacy. Thank you, and have a wonderful, exceptional day.